This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Fremantle are in town this weekend, taking on your North Melbourne Kangaroos, and we're joined by the two-time Brownlow medalist, Nat Fyfe.
It's inside attacking 50, though, for the Fremantle Dockers. Fyfe!
Long kick to Fyfe. Oh, a screamer on the wing.
And there's punches everywhere. Fyfe's grabbed it. And Fyfe's kicked an absolute belter. What a read from the two-time Brownlow medalist. And they bob it.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Some players we need to roll down the whole resume. So the two Brownlows we know about.
Yes.
Three All-Australian, three best and fairest at the famous Fremantle Football Club, the Doig medalist. Two times AFLPA Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Twice, if you don't mind. Wow. And a superstar and one of our all-time best mates.
Yes.
And he joins us from the West. Nat Fyfe, welcome to you.
James, Bill, thanks very much for having me.
How are you, Fyfe? You're looking good. I just saw you briefly there, but you cut out. So looking good over there in beautiful Frio.
Yeah, late March is always good, and the end of pre-season, sun's been shining, the tan is working nicely, and we won round one, so everyone's glowing at the club.
I tell you how good he looks, Fat.
Yes, how good, Jim.
My much better half, I don't know if you've seen a photo of my better half, Fyfe, but she is a better half.
She is.
Has no interest in going into the dressing rooms of any football club ever. Even with the family ties.
What about the nephew?
Well, no. So what she does is every time Freo are playing and she's at the ground, she goes, I'd like to go and see Andrew down in the rooms.
So
I'm like, you can see him any time of the year. You got no interest in tiny little Steve.
No.
You want to see the main man.
Oh, the muscles.
And I think she's not the only one, Fyfe, that gets into the Fremantle rooms wanting to see the champ.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be nice to get Mum and Dad down there every now and then as well. But,
come up from Lake Grace. You've got to get the old man out of the truck.
Yeah. You get him up there or down there?
Well, he actually was in there on the weekend, and I think that's the first time in about 4 years he's been in the room. So we gave him a clip and said, mate, we're probably closer to the end than the start. I reckon we start cashing in a few of these opportunities.
Was he a footballer?
Nah, no sporting talent in the family to speak of.
None at all.
None. Very concerning, actually.
Yeah, so it is your dad. Yeah, of course it is. But where's it all come from then, Fyfe?
Oh, maybe a bit further up the tree, Bill. I don't know. Or maybe it was all just funneled into me, and my brother and sister missed out stiff.
Hey, mate, back to your best on the weekend, getting a heap of it in close, as Bill said, covering the ground. So from the outside looking in, it looks like your body's doing the right thing by you and you're running on top of the ground.
The trend's your friend, as Rossi Lyon used to say. But we are—we're slightly better each week, which is positive. And I've done a few different things with my body to allow me to get some confidence and actually get through some training sessions. So yeah, nice to get through pre-season and then play one game and playing a slightly different role now. You'd notice, which allows your Sarongs and Brayshaws and Hayden Young and Matty Johnson, Neil Rowe, these guys just to absolutely get their hands on the ball and do damage with it.
So when you say you've done some things differently, we see Christian Petrarca go to the Red Bull with Trav Boak and all the rest of it, people doing funky things with their
yoga
pre-season.
And
yep. What about you? What are the different things?
There's a bit of that. Like I went to the ends of what I felt Western medicine could offer me. I had everything cut open and injected and as many painkillers and anti-inflammatories as I could throw up my system, and I just wasn't getting anywhere. So lucky enough over the off-season to go to India, and they kind of treat the body a bit more holistically, and that introduced me to a new sort of way of looking at what was going into my system and how I was treating the whole unit as one, a bit more yoga, as you mentioned, and that sort of brought me back and connected me with a few people here in Western Australia that are giving me great confidence. On the weekend, actually, I was chirped about going to India. I got in a bit of a scuffle and someone's leant over and said, go back to India, mate, which is the sort of chirp that I absolutely live for.
Crystals and all that?
Bit like the chakra cleansing, are you referring to?
I'm not sure what I'm referring to.
Are you into a bit of that sort of stuff?
No, I'm not at all. But my daughter is. She's found herself in Byron Bay, and she had these crystals, and she put them out at night, and I don't know what it all means. But anyway, it's working for her.
If it helps you sleep at night and find the footy a few more times, then I'm open to whatever's out there.
You also went surfing with Howie, didn't you, up in Indonesia?
Did, yeah, on the way back from India, sort of Howie and his mate Paul and Shin, we got together in Sumatra and caught a couple of waves, talked a bit of pump. Yeah, it was a nice week.
Good. Is Howie any good on the board?
He goes all right. Yeah, he's probably better on the chirp in the lineup, as you can imagine.
Yes, exactly. ever had 46 in a game, Nat Five?
I haven't. I think I've snuck my way over 40 once or twice, but no, that was fairly impressive work.
Oh, he just keeps going, doesn't he? Keeps running.
He got tagged in the second half as well, you know.
Weren't you helping out there?
I sort of dished him off one or two because I remember when I used to get tagged about a decade ago, I used to like it when people would give me a couple around the back.
Hey, Fifey, can I ask you this? You are a midfielder, obviously, and an unbelievably good one, but also an exceptional mark over your head.
Mm.
Is the craft of that for midfielders going out of the game? You rarely see, you got yourself, you got, you know, Marcus Bontempelli can do it a bit. I'm trying to think, oh, Isaac Heaney now going inside, he takes the marks beautifully over his head. But it used to be that most really good midfielders are also able to take, you know, contested overhead marks, but it doesn't seem to happen much anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I mean, there is these hybrid players that can sort of play forward and utilise their skills over head. I think Chad Warner's another one from Sydney who's sort of doing it a bit as well. And it seems to come and go in trends because once you know someone is a decent mark, they get in sort of team defence, they just sort of get sat on a bit and so the opportunities aren't there as much. And we probably valued that run over the last 4 or 5 years, these freak two-way athletes who can run up and down as opposed to the bulldozers that can take a mark. But hopefully... and talking with a little bit of bias, hopefully that comes back into the game where we can see the taller, bigger marking midfielders.
Jai Amis going beautifully. It just looks like he never sleeps. He always looks so tired.
He lived with me for a year and a half, and I can assure you he's getting plenty of rest. The bloke's hardly awake.
I just saw him on the weekend. He just looks so tired.
A very casual operator. He's quite funny, and he won't mind me saying this, but he... Once you get to 14, 15 years in your career, you start to, you know, look at training and captain's run and you think, oh, I could probably do without this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in his third year and he's already thinking that way. He's your genuine full forward, doesn't want to leave the square, just wants to get it 10 times, kick 5 goals, and we love him.
Like it.
Looking at number 8, Fifey, I know he had knee concerns for much of last year. He looks at the moment like he is also covering the ground nicely.
Yeah, he had a few hiccups through the preseason with his body and got engaged as well. So that obviously drags a bit of energy away from your focus. So congratulations from there. But, yeah, back to some of his more damaging bets on the weekend. And I think he'll be take a few weeks to find that consistency of form. But if him, Hayden Young and Sarong can do what they do in there and sort of Jager O'Meara and me, can we just sort of – fill in the blanks where we needed to, we start to get a bit of depth through our midfield.
What about those two names? O'Meara and... Two of the best-looking blokes.
Oh, no, good-looking boys.
Who's better looking?
Well, you can't put me in the same category as him. He's ridiculous.
He looks like something out of Top Gun.
And inside, so just a polished operator all around, really.
No doubt about that. Now, tell me this. Luke Jackson, very impressive on the weekend, and he's getting better and better and better in the Freo jumper. And Big Das... Are they going to be able to combine and get both of their roles right, do you think?
I think so, yeah. So Shawnee's out for 5 or 6 weeks, so Luke will play more ruck time. He's seemingly cracked the code on preparation. You always see him doing a little bit extra with his stretching and hanging around after training and do a few extras on the jump bag and those sorts of things which take you from a good player to a really consistent great player. So. He's exciting where he's at. And if Sean can come in and get a good run with his body, I think the two of them can work in tandem. And what roles, not really sure yet, because Luke can play as a midfielder as well. He doesn't have to play as a tall, which is scary for the rest of us. But, hopefully both of those big boys can fire at once.
And go forward also. Hey, Michael Friedrich, he's just great to watch. Did he do a backflip there at one stage?
He did do a backflip last year after kicking a goal. Yes. I think they played it on ESPN over in the States. Unbelievable.
Who did that in the cricket?
Oh, from the West Indies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor, someone or other.
He took his first wicket.
And he did a backflip. Well, he's famous for that in the
But it's strange to see it out on the ground like that. Yeah.
Well, you'd give it a go, Bill?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't, to be honest, Nat. No. You've got to know your limitations.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, well, we've got about a couple of minutes left with the great man before we need to let him go.
It's good to talk to him.
Oh, no, we love it. So, India, I saw you doing some nice dancing and wearing the traditional dress, Fifey. That was absolutely brilliant. What's on the bucket list going forward? You've ticked most of the globe off.
Yeah, good call. I'd love to do a bit of sort of the Far East to Europe, you know, other side of Poland, sort of Russia area, and then maybe Tibet, China, Mongolia, that sort of area. I'm sure there's some spiritual nourishment I can absorb from those parts of the world. That's probably next, I'd say, mate.
Wow, geez, that's interesting. Because you're also a pilot, is that right? You fly a helicopter. You've done a few things, ride horses. You obviously love the surfing. At boarding school, you're a cox in the rowing team.
You slip the riding horses in?
Oh, I might have added that. I've just added that in, but just go with it, Fifey. You used to ride. You're going to ride in the Melbourne Cup, and you said no.
The Cup.
Yes, you've done a few things.
Well, in your 20s, you were all searching sort of for something, and I was pretty keen to try everything I could get my hands on, and now I'm. a bit older and a bit settling down a bit. I'm not doing quite as much, but still curious to see what else is out there.
Was there at any stage you could have left Freo and gone to another club?
Not realistically. There was
what
a few.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I'm the sort of guy that likes to keep moving.
Yes.
You know, I like to not stay in one place for too long. Just to keep challenging yourself and upgrading the way you think about things, but with footy, I really value loyalty and playing long games and winning in the end. So, entertained a few offers just to see what was out there, but Freo was always where I wanted to be.
And you've also done some fine work on the Seven Network, analysing the game and sitting on panels. And I'd like to see you when you decide to finish, Fifey, which might be 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever you want to do. You'll do what you want, but when you finish, I'd like to see you back doing a bit of that because I'm sick of doing the eye candy for the whole bloody network. I need some help.
What a flog.
Give me a couple of years and I'll come and give you a hand.
What about Pav?
He's on Fox.
It gets a big hooter up there, I see. Oh, that was Fox, was it?
He's on another network.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, so everyone who's loved you over the journey watching you play footy was so pleased round one. You looked like exactly the Nat Fife that we've all come to love watching. Good luck this week, although not too much luck, against the Kangaroos, of course. Marvel Stadium, 1:45. We can't wait.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Fifey.
Fremantle superstar Nat Fife on the Rush Hour. Freo fans, if you are in Melbourne, make sure you get to that game. 1:45 Saturday at Marvel Stadium.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.